Good morning. This is David Warnock for Baltimore's Future. I have the pleasure of being with Carol Ott, who is a director, who's the director of Housing Policy Watch and is a winner of our first Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. Carol is working on a really interesting crowdsourcing business idea for vacant commercial properties in Baltimore. Welcome.
Thank you.
Could you talk a little bit about Baltimore Slum Watch? How many? You have an amazing number of visitors to that website.
I do. Last year it was around 500,000.
And when did you start Baltimore Slum Watch? And maybe tell people what Baltimore Slum Watch is, because it's a incredible service to our city.
It's a website that outs nuisance and blighted property owners in Baltimore City. And I started it in January of 2009.
Gathering data from public sources.
Yes, always public sources.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about what your goals are with the Slumlord Watch and what you'd like to see over the next 2 or 3 years.
I'd like to see more neighbors in particularly our really blighted communities in East and West Baltimore to realize that, A, your neighborhood is worth fighting for, you are worth fighting for, and a lot of this work, it's not complicated. It's something that once you get a group of even just two or three together, it can be, these problems can be overcome. And you also have to hold your elected officials accountable. You vote for these people. You pay their salary. If they're not being responsive to you, stop voting for them.
Some of the help that people can give you is with respect to community organizing, getting people mad in the communities and making them realize that they can actually do something about this.
Yeah, I think getting mad is great, but it only takes you but so far. I think you have to channel that energy into doing something positive. And one of the things that people can do is start reporting these landlords. Whether, you know, some of these landlords own properties where people are living, and they're forcing their tenants to live in absolutely deplorable conditions.
So could you talk a little bit about Spot Mojo, which is your newest exciting initiative, which I think has got the potential to create community involvement around vacant commercial space?
It's a website. You go, you sign up, and neighborhood associations can sign up, government agencies can sign up, and there's a property posted, and everybody gives their input as to what they want that property to be. And then commercial brokers then purchase the data.
And is it up and live in Baltimore yet?
The website is up and functioning, but there aren't any properties yet in Baltimore. We're hoping to get that part of it up and running within the next month.
So it's a real commercial service to a broker who's trying to figure out what the best use is of a commercial building.
Absolutely. He goes, he purchases the data, and he says, wow, 150 people have said that they want a bakery here. I have a guy who wants to open a bakery. Maybe he didn't think about this neighborhood. I should, you know, show him the property. And then once the lease is signed and everything's, you know, all well and good, then the potential business owner then has the opportunity to interact with the community in which he's about to be a part of.
Carol, thank you so much for coming to talk to us this morning. You're involved in some things that have a big impact on Baltimore. And I think you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Award winner, please visit www.warnockfoundation.org.